some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. Pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is territorial spirits are in your cities, your towns. They're in your communities, and yes, they're in your church. Yes, some of you, you're being controlled by the territory. Now, the message comes out of Daniel 10, and what we're going to be discussing is there's spirits that are stopping you from moving forward, and you're saying to yourself, "I've done everything. Well, what's stopping you is the territory. These are called territorial demons, and some areas, the demons are stronger than other areas. if you go into certain countries, you're going to know that some countries are a lot more evil, like Africa, places in the Middle East. If you go there, you're going to get killed. These are called territorial spirits. But what a lot of you don't understand is these territorial spirits are in every city, every town, and every church across America. Let's begin in Daniel chapter 10, if you turn your Bibles with me. Let's start out with verse 1. In the third year, the Cyrus king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. And at that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine, touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until 3 weeks were over. And on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face was like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnishing bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. Daniel was the only one who saw the vision, and those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them, and they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at the great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deadly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, "Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been seen, sent to you." And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come to respond to them. But the prince of Persia," now listen up, "but the prince of Persia kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." And so what we have is we have Daniel. He was mourning and fasting for 21 days. And he was praying to the Lord, and his prayers were being blocked. He was crying out to God, and his prayers are being blocked. Now, what he had in that time of Daniel, what he had a territorial demon blocking him. And so he was being blocked. There was a territorial spirit. And I want you to try to pay attention with me, because some of you right now are being blocked in your future. You can't go forward because there's a territorial demon that's not allowing you to not only grow spiritually, but you cannot grow financially, and you can't even grow physically, because you are being blocked by a territorial spirit. Now, every town, every city, every church has a territorial demon. I've seen people go to a certain church, and every Sunday they get more sick. Every Sunday they get more sick. Now they're worshiping, they're praising God, but they're getting sicker. Now what is that? Well, that's a territorial demon making them more sick. It's probably the demon on the pulpit. And he's sending down these demons, making people sick. And the more sick they are, the more they're going to need God, right? So let's make them sicker and sicker. Well, this is a territorial demon. small towns got these territorial demons. Well, you got Satan. He's in the city council. And he's taking everybody's tax money. And so he's getting these demons. And every town has a demon. That's why you go to a church, people don't grow. They're still at the... They don't grow spiritually. They're at the same. Why? Because the territorial demons won't let them grow. So as long as you're under these territorial demons, you won't grow. And so here we have Daniel. He was praying and fasting, but the king of Persia, Satan, under the territorial umbrella, was blocking his prayers. And so, and the angel, in his instructions to acquaint him with the Lord, answer to his prayers, by the prince of the kingdom of Persia, is not to be understand with the reigning king of Persia, Cyrus. Now, they had the king, Cyrus, and his son, Cambyses, who either of them could have been called rather the king of Persia, nor were they able to withstand an angel and such, and one is Gabriel, nor is a good angel meant here. But what we can see, that this was Satan, an evil angel Satan, who was the prince and the god of this world, or one of the principal angels under him, employed by Satan to do mischief, to block all the courts of Persia. So this demon was sent by the prince of Persia, going to block all of God's people, the Jews, and with a sense agreed to contest, ascribe to Satan. And so we have a territorial demon blocking Daniel from praying, from prayers being answered. Now, please understand in Zechariah 3:1-3, that there is a spiritual warfare. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength and the might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So we are in a spiritual warfare. And Satan wages war against you. You see, Satan is waging war against you today. The Bible says we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the powers, the rulers, and the principalities of the dark world. You are in a spiritual war. If you turn your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 3, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. So we have, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan. Now, I'm going to go back and tell you about these territorial demons, because you need to understand what sanctuary cities are. They are cities controlled by territorial demons. That's really what they are. There's over 500 sanctuary cities across the United States right now controlled by territorial demons. They've elected their mayors who are from Satan, and they think they're like the Underground Railroad and they're going to hide all these legal immigrants. When clearly Donald Trump said he's not against illegals, or he's not against foreigners, he's against those that come here illegally. Just like if we would go to Mexico, they would beat us, throw us in jail 6 months to a year. They would take our money. They would rape you. And they would ask for money back from... They would take your credit cards and then they would ransom you off. This is what they do if you're an illegal in Mexico. So what is happening here? There's a spiritual warfare in America, and there's so many territorial demons, okay, of all shapes and sizes. Why? Because Satan controls this world. We see in Daniel, we know that there's a spiritual war going on of good and evil right now wherever you're at, there is a war, a spiritual war. But I'm going to try to explain something to you. The reason why nothing is going right for you is because you're under a territorial demon of your town. Now, the reason why you're sick and the reason why you're not advancing is because you're under these territorial demons in your town. Sometimes to break this is to you have to relocate for a time, then you can come back, or you have to relocate permanently. But we know that there is a war between Michael the Archangel and the devil himself. And these are in the heavenly realms. So our war is a spiritual war, and this is why the Bible says that we have to be able to pray for the spiritual gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, of the ability to distinguish between the spirits. Yes, you have to have that ability to distinguish between the spirits, and once God gives you that gift, you're going to be able to break the devil's stronghold, the territorial demons. And these demons are in the church. And these demons are in your town and they're in your community. Now, have you ever, every town has certain territorial demons. I go through some of these towns in Pennsylvania and you can feel ghosts, spirits. And each one of you have spirits that are following you, evil spirits that are following you. Each one of you, right now, those of you who are listening, you got evil spirits following you. You have to be able to have the spiritual gift to distinguish the spirits. Some of you, you're under control of territorial demons. You go to a certain place in the United States of America, you're dealing with different kind of demons. You go down south, near New Orleans and off the Gulf Coast, one of the big spirits down there is the goddess of women. Voodoo. I was down at the Gulf Coast and an evil spirit attacked me from voodoo. I passed right out. Yes, this is a voodoo spirit where women want to be worshipped, and this, you see this in the Mardi Gras parades. These are territorial demons. And we just saw a van who ran over 12 children in a van who ran over 12 children in a van, and they were all hospitalized. Why? Because they were playing with these territorial demons. Now, the gates of hell is open wide up in the United States of America today, where now we have a territorial demon literally trying to take the freedom away from America. Maybe you're not growing where you're at. Maybe you can't go forward where you're at. It's time for you to move out of the territorial spirits. Now, when you move to another place, yes, there are going to be demons there. But you're going to break through and you're going to go to another level. Sometimes relocating will do that. And you need to understand that some of you who've been in that same, under the same community for all your life, you have not grown. You have not grown because you are under territorial demons. Now, if Chicago, you're under some high-level demons there of Al Capone, right? Pennsylvania, Gettysburg, you got ghosts. In the South, you got your own voodoo kind of spirits. Out West, you got a lot of homeless demons. I mean, they are all over. Distinguishing the spirits. Territorial spirits. Your pastor is probably from Satan, and so your church now has a territorial demon blocking you. So we see in this verse, in Daniel chapter 10, what we see is Daniel praying for his prayers to be answered, but he was blocked by a territorial demon, and so until Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help him. And who was blocking him? Well, it was Satan. He was persuaded the minds of the king of Persia and his nobles to influence their counsels and to put them on such measures as would in favor of the Jews and be encouraging to them to go on to rebuilding their city and temple. In this he was withstood and opposed by an evil spirit that counterworked him. By exasperating the spirit of Cambyses against them, by stirring up the Samaritans to corrupt the Persian courtiers with gifts, to take their part against the Jews, and by influencing them to accept their gifts, and this act of their favor, and this business on the angel's hands to oppose these measures. And we see that Satan's always opposing you. He's always trying to stop you. Nehemiah, when he built the wall, he had to build not only with the Bible, but he had to have a gun, and he had to have a gun in one hand and the Bible in the other hand. So what happened? Michael the archangel said, "Hey, look. Do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against them except Michael." There is a war, a spiritual war, between angels and demons in your life right now. And I'm praying for you right now that the angels would move strong upon you. There's always opposition trying to oppose you in your life. So we know that Satan, he's the god of this world, and he comes to blind those who cannot... he comes to blind those so they cannot see the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know that he appears as a minister of righteousness and an angel of light. I'm here to tell you that right now the reason why things aren't working out for you is because you've been controlled by territorial demons. You have territorial demons. You're being blocked by your territory. Your area is blocking you. You're going to have to move to another area. And you're like, "Well, Pastor Dean, how do I know that I'm not going to be blocked in that area?" Well, you're going to be freed up in this area, and God's going to be able to bless you in that area, and then good things are going to happen to you in that area, until the territorial demons block you, then you might have to move again. You see, a lot of people, there are some benefits of moving place to place and town to town. I'm go from town to town. I live life without a care. No, listen. You are being blocked by the territory that you're in. You are being blocked by the territorial demons of your church. You are being blocked by the territorial demons of your community, of your town, and it's time for you to move. To relocate. Or, you'll say, "Well, Daniel didn't move." No. I'm not saying you have to move. But what I'm telling you is you are being blocked by the area and the demons. You have to discern the area that you're in. You're not going to go to the Middle East and think you're going to live like you're in Texas now. So in 1 John 4:1 it says, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone into the world." In 1 Peter 5:8, we have to be sober-minded. We have to be watchful because our adversary, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to who he may devour. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, "No wonder even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." Do you realize the reason why you can't advance, not only in your personal life, not only in your physical life, in your financial life, in your spiritual life, is because you are being blocked by the territorial demon. Now, I've been to different places where you're being blocked. You pray and pray and nothing goes on and nothing goes on, and then you move and then boom, it happens. Well, maybe I move and I'll be blocked more. How do I know? Well, this is where you got to discern the spirits. This is where you got to ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you. So there's a war of angels and demons in your own life, and there's a war between Michael the Archangel and Satan, and Michael the Archangel is fighting for you, but you also have to fight for yourself. You also have to do things, and there's a war not only in the natural world, but there's a war in the spiritual world. And there's a war in the heavenly world. We know that Satan is the god of this world. But if you go to Jude verse chapter 1, verse 9, but Michael the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Revelations 12, 7, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon and his angels waging war. And they were strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. Who was the war with? Well, it was with Satan. Do you know in heaven there's also a war? Some of you think the war is just on earth, and you're going to go to heaven, and you're just going to relax in the sun of heaven. You're going to sit back, and you're going to drink coconuts, and you're just going to, no. There's a war in heaven. For the Bible says, and there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels. Some of you veterans today, you say, hey, when I die, I want to, you know, I've already fought my war, so when I die, I want to go to heaven and rest. No. You know, some of you veterans, when you die, you might go to heaven and you might be recruited by Michael the Archangel, and you might fight in his army too. He might just recruit you because the war is in the heavens still. War don't stop after death. We are in a war. We're not only in a physical war, we're in a spiritual war. And if you don't learn to fight, we got to battle by prayer. We got to battle by knowledge. If you don't learn to fight, and then when you die and when you go to heaven, those of you that accept Jesus, then Michael the Archangel is going to come and recruit you to fight for him. The fighting never stops for eternity. There is a war. We are in a war. And now, some of you, the territory spirits are too much for you. Some of you are trapped under them. And a lot of you are getting weaker. You're losing your mind. Your spirit's going down because the territorial demons have literally taken over your mind. You didn't have enough sense to retreat, to leave. But I'm telling you now, in America, right now, what is blocking you, and I would say it's getting so bad it's blocking the whole nation, you don't want a country that's controlled by all territorial demons. There's got to be a place where you can retreat and to rest. So these territorial spirits in your cities, their towns, and even your church today, they're in your government, and they're so evil, and you're under the territorial demons. Now, let's just say that you are a conservative family, husband and wife, you have five beautiful children, and you decide to move down to Florida in an LGBT community. You are going to be facing some very territorial demons that are going to try to oppose you of having a traditional family. When you are conservative and you want to move to a liberal area, there's going to be territorial demons there that are going to try to stop you of their liberal agendas. So we have to know and pray and discern these territorial spirits, and which is a spiritual gift that God wants to give us. How many of you know today that you are being blocked by your territory, and the best thing for you to do is to move and pray out to Michael the Archangel? What if you're country now is controlled by a territorial demon. Now, America is the greatest country in the world. Why? Because we still have Jesus Christ. We still have freedom. But what if America gets taken over by a territorial demon of evil? And I'm telling you, it's happening right now. And that is where we don't want to be, under the territorial spirits of Satan in America. No. But you can see that many towns, many cities, and many churches now have been taken over by these demons. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. What does Jesus represent? Some of you say, well, Jesus represents church. No. Jesus doesn't represent your church. Jesus doesn't represent a religion. See, a lot of you think Jesus is a religion and you get confused. No. Jesus represents freedom. Jesus represents strength. Jesus represents power. When I say we need Jesus back in America, we need power back in America. When I say we need Jesus back in America, we need strength back in America. When I say we need Jesus back in the military, we need strength back in the military. That's who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus was always able to put Satan at the heel of his feet. He stepped on Satan. He defeated the evil one. The only way to defeat the evil of this world, the only way, is to have Jesus come back, who overcome the God of this world by his resurrection power. Now, come on, somebody. A lot of you today, you're being controlled by territorial spirits. Now, you go to a city. It's called a sanctuary city. Well, they have decided now you're under the territorial demon of that city. So you pray, you try to do God's work, and you are being blocked at a high spiritual level. You're being blocked. You can't do anything else. They won't let you. So you might have to move to an area where the demons aren't so strong. So Daniel was blocked by the kingdom of Persia. They withstood him for 21 days. And Michael the Archangel said, hey man, I've heard you. I've been fighting in the heavens. I've been trying to answer your prayer. Keep praying. Don't be afraid. Keep fighting on. Keep moving on. We know that Satan comes as an angel of light, only to bring darkness to your soul. But each town, each church is controlled by these territorial spirits. And there's so many things. Have you ever been to a place that just gives you an eerie feeling? Have you drove through a town and just gave you this eerie feeling? I've been through many towns across America, and you can feel the history, and you can feel Satan there prowls around, and we know that he destroyed the whole town. James chapter 4, verse 7, 8, it says this: submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Yes. And just plain out, some of you, your father's the devil, and you just love Satan. What about you today? You know, you're so arrogant because you're controlled by a religious demon. You have been controlled by the territorial demons of your church. You've not grown a bit. You have not grown spiritually one bit because of these territorial demons. And they're all over. And they're in your cities, they're in your towns, they're in your church. Some of you are very sick. Some of you are losing your mind because of your territory. Yes, the demons of your territory has robbed your future. They've taken you. Are you going to continue to let these territorial demons destroy your faith, destroy your confidence? Or will you move on to a better place? Will you pray that Michael the Archangel, will you pray to Jesus Christ that they would take you to where your dreams can be fulfilled? This is what I pray for you today. Yes, territorial spirits in your cities, towns, and in your church are blocking you from progressing in Jesus Christ. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
What's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.